KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Hollywood has always been interested in disasters, of course. I remember growing up, there was a new disaster picture every year. It seemed like every summer there was a movie where something burning fell on Charlton Heston. And I imagine it'll be the same when kids today are grown up, 15 or 20 years from now, and they look back on this movie era as the time when the president was always Morgan Freeman. Right this minute, however, we're in what might be called the entertainment industry's zombie moment. And it's cross-platform, to use the phrase people around here love to use, meaning there are movies in the theaters about zombies and there are popular TV shows about zombies. Hollywood right now is zombie town. Now, full disclosure, I'm not licensed to practice psychology in the state of California, but it's not hard to guess that when a town is uniformly obsessed with the idea of The Walking Dead, that something is up in the collective unconsciousness. And when you add into it the recent remarks by two of the industry's biggest names, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, both of whom predicted massive wrenching contractions in the movie business, and the excellent excerpt posted in Salon.com from Linda Opes, typically for her snappy and witty book, Sleepless in Hollywood, all of which were about a business facing collapse and calamity and technological apocalypse, well, you don't have to be a fully licensed mental health professional to understand that the patient is experiencing severe anxiety. In other words, Hollywood is thinking a lot about the undead these days because Hollywood is scared that it's becoming the undead. What worries Hollywood, and by Hollywood I mean the entire community of writers and actors and producers who make stuff, and the lawyers, agents, and managers who yell at each other about how much they're going to pay the guys who make the stuff, and everyone else who works the machines you need to work to make the stuff, and everyone else in town who lives off the splendid excess of all of it, the guys who sell $8 coffee and $300 cushions and $30 million houses and $50 haircuts for your baby. All of these people, in other words, everyone in town, everyone is at risk here. When big-time feature guys like Lucas and Spielberg and Opst noticed the changes in the movie business, you know the changes are serious. And what are they saying? That a lot of the movies out there are about to become television. Steven Spielberg's hit movie Lincoln, for instance, came awfully close, he said, to being a movie on HBO. But there isn't really room for all of those television channels, not certainly at current valuations and current levels of compensation. As the television industry moves closer to what they're calling a la carte pricing, meaning the consumer is going to stop getting force-fed a lot of channels they don't want and start being allowed to pick and choose, a lot of that fat's going to get squeezed out. Which specific fat? Who knows? But there are shows on right now, channels broadcasting right this minute, stars spending money at this very moment who don't know it yet, but who are marked down in the book of The Walking Dead. That's why Hollywood is obsessed with zombies these days. The thing about a zombie picture is you never really know who's going to get it next. One minute you're normal, the next minute you're walking down the street with red eyes and looking for brains to eat, just like show business. Because the scariest call of all, to use a phrase from another famous horror movie, is the one that comes from inside the house. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll rush through it. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.